stranger. To everyone he meets, he stays a stranger. Whatever move he makes, another chance he takes. Odds are he won't live to see tomorrow. Secret agent man, secret agent man.
Well, look who's here. Look who's here. Brian McTavish, a senior writer for Thinking Bigger Business Media. The secret agent man himself. How are you?
Oh, I'm not the secret agent man.
Yeah, good to see you.
It's great to see you. Where else would I be on Thursday at this
time of
day?
Where else would you be on Thursday but this time?
Well, that was Secret Agent Man, sung by John Henry Ramostella. Oh, no, wait. Better known
as Johnny Rivers.
Rivers, yeah. The great Johnny Rivers.
He's in town.
Straight ahead, old school rock and roller.
Does he still sing that song?
He sings it well.
He better sing it.
Well, he's made some nickel off that. That's an example. We should get this in. 8:30, Friday night.
I loved that song when I was a little kid. I wanted to be a secret agent man, the man from U.N.C.L.E. when I was a little boy.
Oh, there was the man from U.N.C.L.E. There was, of course, there was James Bond.
What was his name? Napoleon Kyriakou? What was it?
Napoleon Solo.
And who's
and Ilya Kuryakin.
I love that. I love that name.
Okay, so Ilya Kuryakin was played by, now you're throwing me a curve here. That was David McCollum.
Yeah.
And I forget the lead guy.
Robert Vaughn.
Who was in The Magnificent Seven.
Yes.
I love this free association of pop culture from days gone by. Anyway, Johnny Rivers, 8:30, yes. Friday night, Knucklehead Saloon. This is going to be great. I mean, sure, you're going to get Secret Agent Man, which he wrote and performed. That's the version that they got in the mid-1960s television show, which was really a British TV show, and I'm not sure we got that over here on the first run.
Yes.
But at Knuckleheads Friday, you'll hear that, of course. Poor Side of Town, Summer Rain, Mountain of Love, one of my favorites, Rockin' Pneumonia and the Boogie Woogie Flu. This is a guy, real quickly, who was able to also take songs from other hit artists and make own hits. I mean, he caught his own hits. He did the Beach Boys' Help Me, Rhonda. He did Carl Perkins' Blue Suede Shoes.
Sang the songs, you mean?
He did these. He would cover these songs and put them on the radio and have success. He was a truly and still is a truly engaging life performer.
How old is he?
Well, he was born in 1942.
So do the math.
Well, do the math.
He, 58 and 14, so 60, 72.
He's up there, but there's no buts. There's no ifs. It's just go and enjoy yourself, rock and roll yourself to life, Friday at Knuckleheads.
That song always makes me nervous. It gives me the willies. It's like there's something wrong.
Well,
something too frantic is happening.
It's about bees.
I know it's about bees.
And bees make us nervous.
I
That's
know.
The flight of the bumblebee.
Yes.
And with any luck, the five browns.
Who are the five browns? I've never heard of the five browns.
Well, I'm going to tell
That's
you.
That's why you come in here. You educate me on the five browns.
That's right. They're the five piano playing siblings.
They all play piano?
Together
at the same time.
What we're hearing right now is them playing all 50 flying fingers of the five browns on five keyboards. It's classy. It's impressive. It's 8 o'clock Friday night. My goodness gracious, at the Kauffman Center.
Imagine the fights they had inside that family.
Okay, well, that's the first thought. You know, we think alike. That's the first thought that occurred to me.
How does that work?
It could not have had five pianos at home
initially.
We
struggle with dinner at my house sometimes, much less Flight of the Bumblebee.
You know, I'm the oldest of five, but I think I was the only one who tackled a musical instrument. I played the slide trombone, right? And sometimes I'd be practicing in my bedroom.
Of course you did.
And my brothers and sisters would sing along with lyrics like, knock it off, and make him stop. So I don't think I could have pulled this up. But the Five Browns, it's a very good time. Family entertainment, Friday night at the Kauffman Center.
All Brian's picks are on our website, kcur.org. And what do we have here?
Well, that's kind of the folksy, mysterious music that will be the soundtrack to Cirque du Soleil's performance 7:30.
It's got to be mysterious because the whole thing's mysterious. That's what they sell is mystery, right?
Well, yeah, what do you call
it's
this?
Mystery.
Can you pronounce this word? It starts with a V.
No.
Is it varicose?
Varicose veins.
Yeah. My mother had varicose veins, but had them removed.
Yes.
Sorry,
okay.
Mom. Actually, she was better off for
Varicae.
The sacrifices she made for her kids. Anyway, Cirque du Soleil, here's what it's all about. Of course, Cirque du Soleil, it's the Canadian entertainment outfit that does this mix of circus acts and street entertainment.
But mysterious.
They're all into the extraordinary and the magical and the kaleidoscopic. Yeah. And so this story involves all of those things when a kid falls out of the sky. But I was watching some of this on YouTube, as I tend to do, and there's twirling and there's drumming and there's flying and there's masks and there's costumes and robes.
Sounds
and,
great.
And trampolines
Sounds
that
neat.
Look like giant bed sheets. You know, it's just nuts. Have a good time at Sprint.
We're off on the road to Morocco. This taxi is tough on the spine.
Beats the bus, huh, Junior?
Beats me.
Where we're going,
why we're going, how can we be sure?
I'll lay you 8 to 5 that we meet Dorothy L'Amour.
Talk about a walk down memory lane. There's one for you.
You know,
Bob Hope, Bing Crosby.
Bob and Bing. Bob Hope and Bing Crosby, great road movies from the 1940s and beyond, will be paid tribute to, musically and otherwise, starting tonight and through the weekend and for many weeks to come as part of the Chestnut Fine Arts Center's presentation of all things wonderful and fun for families in Olathe. Bob and Bing. You've got Carrie Mock, Brad Zimmerman, and Beth Benedict portraying Bob Big and, yes, Dorothy L'Amour. You know, Bob Hope, he was with us. He lasted till 100 years old. He did
Is
not,
that right?
He didn't pass away until 2003. In a way, it seems like
so
long ago, and yet it's timeless. I mean, I love these guys. Have a great time. Have a great time with them.
And finally today, jazz and puppets. Who would have thunk it?
Well, you like jazz.
I do. I love jazz.
And I like puppets.
Yeah.
And put them together.
Paul Metzner, the show.
And we would have a good time. We should go to this thing.
Yes.
Arm in arm. Ragtime to bebop. It's the KC Jazz story, the evolution of KC Jazz for kids and the families they bring, performed by the Paul Metzner puppets, a jazz luminary, and UMKC's own Bobby Watson helped with the score. KCUR's own Chuck Haddix, it was a story consultant. It will be fun, and it's 10 o'clock Friday, Saturday, and Sunday morning at the Gem Theater.
And all Brian's picks are on our website, kcur.org. Thanks, buddy. Good list. Always good to have you.
See you at Johnny Rivers Friday at Knuckleheads.
Yeah, I'll be at the Jazz Show Saturday night at 18th and Vine Gem Theater.
Maybe I'll see you there.
Yeah, sounds good. Jazz at Massey Hall. Tomorrow on the show, we visit with the star Cindy Hodel about life in the Flint Hills. Our show is produced by Steven Steigman, Danny Alexander, Beth Lipoff, Cody Newell, and Jenny Witte. I'm Steve Kraske, and you are up to date.